to warn you. You're doomed to stay. Go. Go.
Hey, yo, Michael and Jason and Chucky, get ready. Heather's moving to Elm Street, kicking it with Freddy. Cause Heather loves horror.
What's your favorite scary movie?
You're the man.
Heather loves horror.
Hey everyone, this is Heather of Heather Loves Horror, and today's special guest is
Wes from It's a Horror Podcast / Old Man Ghostface.
That is right. So Wes, would you like to tell me a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself to the community? I feel like everyone already knows you, but there may be a few who don't.
True. I mean, if you know me already, then you know that I'm a piece of shit. No, I'm kidding. I try my best to be the best person I can be every day for everyone. So, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Wes Hall. My handle on Instagram is Old Man Ghostface. I have a podcast. Well, I actually have two. We have a podcast, and then we call it not a podcast because it's not a podcast. But my podcast is It's a Horror Podcast. I've noticed that when people give me shout outs, especially that gets lost in translation, because it sounds like you're saying, if someone does one before that, it kind of gets lost because they think they're saying that the other podcast is a horror podcast, but it is what it is. We've been going for a couple of years now. It'll be 3 years in March. So yeah, we've been doing it for a while. And then my not a podcast is Six Shots In. It's me, Skynet Video, Mrs. Myers, the housewife, and Scares and Terrors. We get drunk and talk about movies, so it's kind of fun. So, So
that's definitely always an interesting one to watch.
Yeah, especially when I get really funky and can't talk by the end. So
it's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, do you have any upcoming projects in the works or anything like that?
For It's a Horror Podcast, if everyone knows the podcast by now, if you don't, what we do is we take, like the first season, we took different genres of horror. We talked like, vampires and ghosts and, demons and all like that. We kind of just went through each genre and picked like our top five movies from those genres, and we just count them down. We go from 5 to 1. Second season was what was the second season? I can't remember now. My brain's going like mush. It was franchises, right? Slasher franchises. We did like Friday 13th, Halloween, Elm Street, Scream, all those. And then this third season has been, we count down directors. We pick a director and we just count down their top five movies, our top fives. We're actually cutting the season short by 5 episodes. We kind of decided to take a different direction with the podcast. We're still going to do like the countdown, but we're going to do just kind of like a mixed bag of stuff of how it all kind of just plays out in our heads and see what we can figure out for some new, just new blood. It get kind of stale, I think, for both of us. And we're going to come up with some new intros and outros and transitions and, different things for the podcast itself. So I'm really excited to see where this goes and see how we can kind of revamp and come back even stronger in the new year. So that's with that. Six Shots In, we're just going to keep getting drunk and talking about movies. So it kind of is what it is. Actually, our next episode is going to be It. We're going to contrast the original with Chapter 1 and Chapter 2 from the new ones. So we're going to talk about that. That should be coming out in the next, I guess we're going to be doing this week, actually, on Friday. So excited about that.
Which one is that?
Six Shots In.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we'll be doing, It's the original It versus the, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. And then I'm going to try to start my own podcast, kind of copying you a little bit. I hate using that vernacular, but, I want to start interviewing people in the community and just kind of getting, and what I want to do is I want to not just talk about themselves, but I want to pick either their favorite movie or the movie they hate the most and talk about it and figure out why they love or hate that movie so much and see if I agree. So Yeah. So I definitely want to have you on for a movie. Maybe Midsommar. Maybe, I don't know. What is your favorite movie of all time? I don't think you've ever told me that.
Oh, geez. I really don't know. So many favorites. I love Midsommar. I love The Neon Demon. Of course, either the My Bloody Valentines. I really like Nocturnal Animals. I don't know if that's considered horror, but it's awesome. So yeah, I definitely would have to think more on that.
yeah. Be thinking about what you want to do and what you want to talk about, because I'll definitely be hitting you up for that. So, but yeah, it's funny because it's a horror podcast. It has definitely brought out people's love or hate for a certain movie we talk about, because I always get a message or always get a comment. Oh my gosh, that movie's horrible. Oh my God, I love that movie. I didn't know you're talking about this movie. So I always hear that. I'm thinking, you know, there's going to be someone out there that I can interview about this movie and hear their entire thoughts on it, rather than just saying, I hate it so much or I love it so much. And I've always wanted to get that out, you know, especially because people's opinions on stuff. Oh gosh, being in the horror community, especially, man, people and their opinions. It's hilarious and also very taxing as well. So I hope this will be a good outlet for people to get their views out without getting interrupted or getting, you know, bullied or whatever, you know, just kind of get it out there for one to hear. So,
yeah. Well, that'll be exciting for too. I think that's a great idea. And you're not copying me. I'm sure other people have done it before. It's just like doing anything, you know, you find out someone somewhere has done it, but, you know, it's all your own perspective and your own way of doing things, so it's not the same.
True. But you definitely inspired me to get this going. I've been thinking about doing my own for a long time, and when you started your own, I was like, oh gosh, like Heather's doing hers, I need to start doing mine. So you're an inspiration to me altogether, though. So yeah, it's not just with podcasting, but with everything. I told you the other day, I was like, you are a Catwoman to me. Like, I always envision you as being, you know, Selena Kyle. I don't know why I've always thought that, but you just embody that whole thing. So yeah, you're a badass. So
are you trying to make me cry? Because it's almost work.
I'm not trying, but you know, they just want to cry together the entire episode. It's fine.
Well, as I've told you before, you are the inspiration. I feel like you really keep the horror community going. You're like the heart and soul behind it, if you ask me. I look up to you in a lot of ways. I know I've probably asked you for help on how, like, I think I asked you about how you got started with Anchor before I started. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we definitely discussed it. So, I tell people this all the time. I love supporting people. I love supporting good people, and it makes me feel good to make other people feel good. So, you know, it's honestly, you know, I do it almost selfishly because I want to feel good about myself. So I help other people out. And, you know, it's so funny. Whenever I think about that, I think about the episode of Friends where Phoebe is trying not to do something, like she's trying to do something good without being, you know, without being selfish about it. I always think about that, because I'm like, I want to do something that's not, you know, it's not selfish, but I also want to do something that, you know, it's good for other people. But, you know, in a way, I think we're all a little selfish in that aspect. So, you know, I guess it is what it is. But
yeah, but we are trying to help people. So
true. Yeah, but I say it's a good selfish. Yeah, it's good selfish. But so tell me about what you're doing. I want to know what you're up to.
Okay, so as you know, before we started this recording, I did one with Mary Graves for our May Queens, a horror podcast. And so every Monday we record for that. And then we try to have the episodes come out either on Friday or Saturday. And then with Heather Loves Horror, I got a bunch scheduled, and then I have a bunch that those dates don't work for them. So I have to like retime it. So that is kind of hard for me. Especially the different time zones, but so I'm trying to get that all figured out and make sure I don't miss anyone. But and then I'm gonna start doing like movie reviews, so I have more content, and staying busy with that stays me out of my head so much. But I've got like my friend Constance coming up on there January 10th. I have Jason Elliott, who wrote and directed Tales of a Scorpio's Stinger. Hopefully Jacqueline and or Devin Rice. They both wrote the movie The Sleep, which comes out this year. I got to see it already. They let me do a special screening, so that was cool. So I'm hoping, you know, one or both will be on there. I really want Jacqueline to be on there because it's a she's a strong woman. And then I've got Elizabeth Suggs, the author off of Instagram, coming up. Then Charles Campbell, he's an author who's also on Instagram, and his special effects artist. Trying to get Adam scheduled from Scares of Terrors. Lucas of Lego Horror Videos. Damon of the Slasher app. So I got a few. I got some things coming up. I just gotta do my research, you know, and get the others rescheduled. So yes. That's about it.
Busy.
I'm trying to be. I kind of took a little break.
Yeah, it's important because, you know, honestly, if you don't take breaks, you're not going to recharge. You're gonna sputter out. Honestly, that's just the way I figured out. You know, I get to points where I am just exhausted, or I my anxiety is just so much that I have to really just push away and go, okay, I got to take a few days myself and just stop everything for a little bit. But no, it's definitely important to you know, take time for yourself. So you're a busy woman, you know, not just with, you know, podcasting and Instagram. You have a full life. You have kids and all that stuff too. So
and a lot of people can only do evening time because of their jobs, and so I'm trying to make sure I can commit to that and have as little interference as possible.
True.
For my kids.
Interference is definitely, that's, and people don't really, you know, think about that too. You know, being a podcaster, you think about, you know, when you are going to set up to do a recording, you have to make sure that, you know, no one's going to interrupt you, that no one's going to call you, no one's going to walk in, you know, or you know, you have anything going on already. So it's like you have to schedule, you know, everything around what you're doing, not just scheduling, but also making sure that no one interrupts you. So that's, it is difficult. It's really difficult. And it's, you know, people think that you can just really just pick a microphone up or whatever, or a phone and just talk into it. But it's so much planning goes into it. So.
It really does. It's so much easier when people just want to do audio.
Yes.
The video is a little more difficult. I'm still getting used to being on camera, and it's easier to just like mute and pause the audio as than it is the video. But also I might, in June when our season of May Queens ends, I may be doing a season as that he's going to have four co-hosts and four. So I think I'm going to be, or did he say five? So I'm going to be one of the co-hosts if everything goes as planned, which I feel like putting that out in the air is going to jinx it, but.
Nah, you're right. You're good. You're good. Well, cool. That sounds awesome. Just watching you go is impressive. Like I keep up with you on Instagram, of course, and just seeing all the stuff you have your hands in and what's going on in your life. And, you know, I know we talk too outside of, you know, just posting and stuff, but I don't know, you're an inspiration to a lot of people. I don't think you really understand how many people look up to you, but they really do. And like you're always supporting everybody with everything they're doing. And, you know, it's just great. Honestly, it's really cool to watch a strong woman do her thing. Seriously, it's really cool. So I know we all appreciate you, and you know, we don't say that enough. We really do appreciate you though a lot.
Well, thank you very much, and you know, I feel the same way about you. I wish that I saw what you said, that as many people liked me, but maybe that's just my head playing with me.
Well, I mean, you know, it's funny, but, because we see the people that. You see the people that reply to your stuff and you know, will DM you or whatever, but like people see your stuff and maybe they don't want to reply. They don't want to comment because they're too shy or whatever. So I'm sure there's people out there you don't even know are looking up to you. So.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Anything else going on with you?
That's about it for now. Just trying to get it all together and make it all happen. I'd like one day to see it, to make a profit from it. I don't know that that will ever happen, but wouldn't it be nice?
Yes, I'm about to say it's, you know, we do good with them with our merch store, but it's not, you know, it's nothing we can make a living at all. But, you know, it's, I'm hoping we can come up with some new stuff soon. And, you know, we've talked to a few people about sponsorships, but nothing's ever panned out. So, but hopefully in the future we can, you know, and I think it's because we're not as consistent as we need to be. We both have lives and we both have stuff going on with, you know, it's horror podcast. So we're trying to get that all worked out and, you know, make it to where we can schedule, you know, stuff and be consistent and maybe go back to once a week. Cause we were doing once a week for a long time. And then we just went to every other week and, you know, cause we were so busy, but hopefully we can get back to doing once a week and really knocking them out and, you know, getting some guests on and talking to some people. You know, I got to find out how you guys got all these cool people on your podcast. Cause I have no idea how to do that. So,
I just asked some people and I don't like rejection, so that was hard for me. But I still don't know how I got Damian Maffei and LC Holt on my show, but I'm thankful for that. I just wish I wasn't a basket case.
I'm sure you're fine. But I'm listening. Yeah, I saw you had him on there, though.
I guarantee that you'll ask and people will jump on it. Guarantee.
Well, I hope so. I hope so.
And I really...
Go ahead.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I really hope that y'all continue to progress and that y'all get, you know, some type of sponsorship or someone who will want to put you on their network. And also your horror merch store or your merch store, whatever you want to call it. It's excellent. I love the video stacks, VHS video stack shirt. I'm going to have to get me one.
Yeah.
So that was a great idea.
I mean, you know, I saw Studio House doing them and, you know, I thought it'd be a cool idea. I don't want to copy them. And then like a few months ago, I saw more companies doing them. I'm like, oh, so if everyone's doing them, I'll just hop on it too. And I'll just do custom stacks, you know, and because at first I was trying to figure out how to make it where it wasn't so hard to do. And I figured it out. I figured the trick out. And now they're I'm like, I've done 25 so far, I think. So, and I'm actually, tomorrow I'm going to release a special one. And of course, by the time we put this out, it'll be out. I'm doing a Star Wars stack t-shirt. So.
Sweet. I saw a Gypsy Baby in one.
Yes, yes. That was my gift to her. Yes, yes. So, I'm really glad how it turned out. It looks, you know, amazing. And I'm going to put those out on the merch site tomorrow for everyone to buy. And hopefully that will sell well. And, I'm just really excited that people are really, you know, going after these. Because at first I was like, well, I'm sure I'll get a few orders, but I mean, it's just overwhelming almost. So I'm just really excited that everyone is liking them and everybody wants them. So
I love that they're custom. I think that was just completely genius.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd narrow it down to 10. What were you going to say?
I was gonna say that's okay. Yeah, the two parts of it that are difficult are for the order, getting their 10 movies. I always have people, they'll message me and I'll wait a day on purpose because I always get a message back going, oh, can I change this? I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. And I even ask, go, are you sure this is it? Are you sure this is your top 10? Because I've had people come back last minute and have barely caught it, you know, to where I'm getting ready to send a link to them to order it, and they'll go, I want to change something, but. And then on my part is I had someone order a 70s stack shirt, all 70s horror or 70s movies. And I had a couple I'd never heard of before, and I could not find the spines online or anything to go by. So I had to literally just find the movie, you know, images or logos or whatever, and just kind of create the spine myself, which has been kind of, it's been difficult on a few things, but very challenging and very rewarding when once I figured out how to do it. So, yeah, it's really cool to kind of be creative on that side. Cause I know people, you know, there are certain spines where they're very iconic and everyone knows what they look like. So I want to make sure I get those on there. But then there's some that people really, you know, it's very obscure movies or movies that are maybe created after the fact. They start making VHS tapes. So I have to go out and, you know, make them. Like I made one for the remake of Maniac and I'm trying to think of some other ones I've done that are custom, but yeah, there's just a bunch on there. I'll have to put the link out for everyone to check them all out that I've done. Cause they are very, very interesting. And I'm very proud of them though. Very, very proud of them.
I like that 70s stack idea. That's my favorite decade for horror. And I think the Star Wars, you're going to get a lot of sales on.
Yeah, I think so too. I think people really enjoy Star Wars. So then it's going to be one that people are going to, you know, be interested in. And I kind of want to do like a Mandalorian thing. I'm not sure how to do that though, but I know people love the Mandalorian. So maybe I could do like a Mandalorian stack shirt somehow, or figure out maybe episodes, or I don't know. I'll figure something out eventually. But or add that into a stack somehow, or whatever. But
I'm gonna end up having to order like 3 or 4 from you because I can't narrow stuff down, and I want the Star Wars.
Well, bring them on. I'm ready to do them all for you. So, yeah, it's something. Honestly, like I said, it's funny. I did it. My initial reason for doing it was to get some money up to buy my kids some good Christmas presents, and it worked out pretty well. But then because I got a few orders to start with, I thought, hey, this is good, I got a little bit extra money to spend, now I'm good. And they just kept coming in. I'm like, wow, this is crazy, I didn't know this would be this much. So that really has turned into something that's really good. So
yeah, it's definitely a killer idea.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, let's see, have you seen any movies recently that stuck out in your mind?
Yeah, I've been trying to watch stuff for the podcast. We did, the last episode we put out was female directors, which was really, really a lot of fun to do. I saw a movie that I had never seen before called, I think it was A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. Have you seen that before?
Yes.
Oh, so good. Like
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just going to say it's really good. So, yeah, don't tell me what you're going to say.
Oh, I was just saying I haven't seen it yet, but I have it. It's one that I've sat down to watch and then interruptions happen. And it's one that I don't want to be distracted with. So I'll definitely have to watch that ASAP.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Yeah, watch it when there's no distractions, because it's a slower movie. It really is. But the parts where it ramps up are really important and really good. And the actress in it, I can't remember her name. I can't pull it up at the moment, but she's so good. Like she looks like, well, I won't ruin anything for you. She just looks like she's going to pull the part off really well, and she really pulls it off well. So you'll definitely enjoy it. Also, I'm trying to think of what else one of my top five was. I rewatched Revenge, which is an amazing movie. Of course, you have American Mary, which I love that movie so much. It's ridiculous. Catherine Isabel is just a phenomenal actress. And I'm trying to think what else was on my list to watch. But you know, all those movies, you know, go check out my podcast. You'll hear all what I have to say about it. But yeah. And that one though, A Girl Walks Home Alone at Night, was really, really good. I was really impressed with that film. So,
well, I'm definitely watching it soon.
What about you? Anything you've seen lately that you were really impressed with, or just thought was really horrible?
I watched last night the Peldor. I thought it was pretty good. I'm not much for Westerns. I consider it a Western horror meets the occult. Ooh. And it's Coven of Witches. It was definitely interesting. And if I'm not mistaken, the lead was Dave from Happy Endings. So that like made my day. I didn't wear my glasses cool. though, so it might not have been. But I've got so many on my list that I want to watch.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. My list goes all the time.
Yeah. Is there anything else that I've watched recently? I still have Possessor that I have that I keep popping in to watch, and I've watched all the trailers like 5 times, and then something happens, so I haven't gotten to finish it. But it's one of those that looks like you don't want to miss anything too.
Yes. Yeah, but, the other day
I did watch some like indie horror and like short horror. The Sleep, that one will be coming out, I think I told you already, in March or February. Then the Tales of a Scorpio Stinger, that's on YouTube. And then, of course, COVID 2024, which was the horror short that was dropped by Lauren LePre. June 30th? I think it was maybe dropped on my birthday. Maybe it was after that. I can't remember. But that's one that I had a little role in. But I want to do more indie horror. Like, I want to focus on that more with my podcast because it just doesn't get enough love, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. That's actually a good idea. We may do that next year or next season is, do our top 5, indie horror films. Maybe it'd be a cool idea to do. You're right. It doesn't get enough. Especially on YouTube. I know there's a ton of movies on YouTube that people don't really see a lot. It's usually if someone sees it, they'll forward it to a friend and they'll forward it to a friend. But, it's word of mouth stuff. But it'd be cool, I think there are some podcasts out there that cover this stuff. But I like to find my top 5 favorite ones I've seen and, just talk about them and stuff. But I fully agree with you that indie horror is definitely not as, publicized or talked about as it needs to be. So.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Pool Party Massacre 2 and then On Location and Time's Up. Those both have both of those are worked on by Elsie Holt and Damian Maffei. Felissa Rose is in Time's Up. David Howard Thornton's going to be in there. And then for On Location, I know Hannah Fearman's in it. She might be in both. She's only played Siren or Lily from the original VHS, and then they did that spinoff. That's what I'm looking forward to this year or this upcoming year or the following year.
Yeah, I'll definitely check those out. Those are on my list right now. So perfect. Excellent.
Let's see. Is there anything else you have that you want to talk about? Anything
that covers it for me?
Okay.
I'm not too exciting, so.
No, you are exciting. I just have. I can find my questions and ask you some of my random questions that I like to ask people.
Okay, I'm up for anything.
You want?
Yeah, go shoot. I'm curious now what they are. So,
and I got that birthday book. So if you want to tell me your exact birth date, because I don't remember, then I could tell you your what it says about you. I don't know if you're into that kind of thing, but I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Question. Okay, so. Okay, so I'm gonna go off of my memory. If you could. Star in a movie that's already been done and say there's a character from that movie that you want to play, what movie would it be and whose character would you be playing? Say it was offered to you and they were never in the production.
Oh my gosh.
It'd be old. Scream.
yeah. I mean, I want to say Scream, but I almost don't want to like ruin it with like me being in it. I mean, it's so perfect as it is. I wouldn't want to, you know, mess with that. So I'm gonna leave Scream alone because that's like, that's sacred to me. So yeah, I'll leave that one on the side. I will say I would love to play Wallace from Tusk. It would be just one of the best things ever. So.
Was that Justin Long's character or the other man's character?
That's Justin Long's character. That would have been so interesting to get in that big walrus costume. So yeah, I would want to do that.
That would be badass. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you could have dinner with five people, any five people, old, new, whatever, doesn't matter if they're celebrities or authors or regular people, who would that be? Or you can do three. It can be more than five, it doesn't matter.
Okay. first of all, I'd want to meet and have dinner with you. So that's one that hopefully will actually happen, you know, in the near future. So okay, so Dave Grohl, it's gotta be one. I mean, Dave Grohl is one of the best human beings on the planet, and he's cool shit. So definitely Dave Grohl. Probably Matthew Lillard. I met him at a con last year, and I swear he's one of the nicest people I've ever met in my entire life. He gave me so much. It was ridiculous how much he just talked to me like a human being. Like, he wasn't like, it was just weird. It was one of the coolest interactions I've ever had in my life. So yeah, definitely Matthew Lillard. Stephen King would be one. He's just an interesting person all around. I want to pick his brain on a few things and figure out why he did things this way, or what he has coming in the future, or what he's working on, and, you know, get the inside scoop on him. Kurt Cobain, the other one. Because he's just one of the greatest people ever too. He and Kurt, I mean, it's funny how they, you know, started Nirvana, and then Dave's with, you know, with his own band, and, you know, God rest his soul, Kurt is not with us anymore. But, you know, it's just the fact that, I don't know, I would love to have been behind the scenes on some of their, you know, their tours, or just them playing and just see the, I mean, we've seen interactions on video, but, you know, you act different on video than you do, you know, with no one watching. So just to be a fly on the wall to hear Dave and Kurt talk, you know, would be just amazing. I'll give anything, honestly, to hear that. And let me see. Probably Wes Craven. Definitely Wes Craven. Just to, you know, just because he's Wes Craven. So, you know, no explanation needed on that one. I'll just say Wes Craven. And I think that's about it. And Jesus maybe too. We'll throw Jesus in there too, because, you know, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good list.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, so those are the ones I would definitely pick. There's so many more I'd like to talk to, but those, I think, are the ones that are most important to me, or the ones that I just got to know something about. So
okay, so let's see, what was I gonna ask next? Oh yeah, what are, I think I hear a kid coming. I might have to pause the recording and mute it. what was I gonna say? I just lost it. So what are like turnoffs and turn-ons? It doesn't have to be strictly like dating. It can be like friendships, like, what do you love about people, and what do you not like? Like, what characteristics do you not like?
Okay.
Or qualities.
Yeah, let me know if you need to pause or anything. So just tell me to shut up. I would say I'll do turn offs first. Turn offs is, I guess, when someone is just fake. They just, you know, they act a certain way, and then come to find out they're not that way, and they're totally different. I think that's just a general. I think everyone has that turn off. I think on the email, like, fake people. But It's one of those things that gets to me a lot. And I guess it's people that when they, I'm trying to think what the right way to word this. I don't know. They just, they claim to be your friend and then they just totally ignore you. Like, it's just a complete, like, you're just like, hey, I'm over here, you know, I thought we were friends. And then it's like, they just totally just like desert you. It's like, that'll end a friendship fast for me. I'm just like, yeah, that's not happening anymore. But then of course they'll come back and be like, oh, hey, I'm like, hey, I guess we're just right back where we started, I guess. I mean, you know, but yeah, that's definitely a turn off for me. I think turn ons are like when someone genuinely, I think you can tell when someone genuinely cares about you. It's very apparent. It's very easy to spot. But just giving a shit about somebody that you know, it's not even me. It's with, if I watch other people giving a shit about someone else, that makes me feel good. It makes me like, oh man, they're really cool people. You know, they really care about other people. I think it hits more home when it is me, you know, but at the same point, if someone is really, you know, just kind to people like you, I think you're a really amazing person. So I love to see the interactions you have with people in your stories and on your posts and stuff. And of course, now with your podcast, especially, it's easy to kind of get that, you know, feel for who you really are. And I know you're always awesome, but, you know, just kind of see it kind of come, you know, just right there in front of your face. It's really cool to see all that. So, I guess like getting away from just, you know, relationship or friendship things, like, you know, tattoos are just like, yeah, all about the tattoos. If you're tatted up, I don't care if you're guy, girl, whatever the fuck you are, you're hot. So definitely that's one thing. It's something that people may not know about me. If they pay attention to my stories or the way I talk on Instagram, you may pick up on it, but I have a slight foot fetish. Very slight though. It's, you know, I'm not like weird or anything with it, but like, you know, and it's just female feet. That's the only thing it is. But that's one thing you may not know about me. If you're listening now, you now heard that and do that with, you know, do with it what you will. So
I'm gonna start calling you Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, did you see that thing that someone posted today? I reposted my stories of like, you know, it's like nobody, literally nobody. And then it says, Quentin Tarantino, what does this movie need? And there's like a bunch of pictures of feet. Like, awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, man. But yeah. So what about you? I'm kind of curious to hear what you have to say about that. What are your turn-ons or turn-offs just in general?
Turn-offs, when you have a problem with a friend and you try to bring it to their attention and they kind of write it off or just leave you kind of like ghosted for a while. Mm-hmm. That sucks. And then when you think that it's like taken care of and squashed, but you're not really on that friend level anymore, that hurts. I hate that. I hate feeling so disposable to people. It, you know, it makes me value my worth and like makes me wonder why I'm not good enough for, you know, certain people. Like, it just bothers me. Other turnoffs are bad tippers. people who are not open-minded. And then just downright rude people. And then, like you said, fake people. I don't like that. Like, I don't like it at all. Turn-ons, honesty, great sense of humor. I don't really go for looks. I go on, you know, like connection. Like, whenever if you have a good connection with someone, that is what I go off of. And if you're a parent, you got to be a great parent, like a great dad, you know, because if you're not really there for your children, it's kind of a turnoff to see.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Like I said, it's Yeah, especially if you're seeing or dating someone that has kids and they totally ignore their kids, like that's, yeah. I mean, if something that important to them is going to be something that's going to be a back burner to them, then you definitely aren't going to be priority to them either. So yeah, it's always a good sign of how good a person really is or how much they actually care. So yeah, I fully agree with that one. I agree with that as well.
Yeah, exactly. I wish more people cared as much as they pretend to. And whenever they have a problem, just be open and honest so you can work on it. Like, don't put on a facade like it's all good when it's not. That's childish.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I know it's one thing to be.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's one thing to be civil, like, but just be open and real. That's all I was gonna say. Like
I've lost a couple of friends this year, and it was due to the fact something happened, you know. And then it's like I wanted to talk about it, or I wanted to figure it out, and they just shut me out. I'm like, you know, that's not. It's friendship is about, you know, you're gonna ebb and flow in a friendship. It's, you know, it's never gonna be all good. You know, there's gonna be problems, there's gonna be issues, and you have to deal with them. You can't just shove someone to the side, you know, especially if you told that person that you're very important to them and that you care about them, you love them, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, you don't matter anymore, see you later. It's like, really? You know, like how are you gonna tell me that you love me and then at the same time, as you know, almost in the same breath, go, you know what, you don't matter anymore. So it's like, I don't understand that at all. So it hurts, but at the same time I think you kind of learn as you go along who your real friends are. So like, I guess it's good in a way, you know. I try to look at the silver lining on everything, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. I have lost a few friends this year. One of them I was friends with for a while, and I like supported everything she did, even stuff that's not my cup of tea, but that's just how I am. If you need support, I'm going to support you. And then there was an issue where she had a friend who's got like hundreds of thousands of followers, and she commented on my post saying, oh, you can post on here, but you can't talk to your friend. And so I came back at her very rudely, and it was kind of embarrassing how I went about it, but like, why didn't you go to my messages? Why did you have to put that out there for everyone to see? You know, you don't, if you're not talking to someone, there may be a reason why. And there was. And so her friend took up for her, of course, didn't apologize to me for what happened. And things started changing from there. And then it just seemed to be like, it was still all about what I could do for her. Then I started my podcast, and she like had, there was no support from her, but yet she was supporting another guy who was doing something similar. Well, it wasn't my podcast. This is when I started doing Guts. And he had a kind of a similar thing, and she'd share it. And I'd be like, after everything I shared for her, and she, you know, she's not, can't show me love and support. Like, it hurt my feelings. And like, I tried talking to her about this stuff, and, you know, eventually, and whenever I did, she tried to like turn it around on me and kind of like lied about it. And so I was like, okay, then I'm done. Like, if you're not going to be honest and open and real, then I don't have time for it.
Yeah,
it's not going to get fixed. So
yeah, I mean, and that's about
but
we talk about fake people. That's what fake people are about. Like, they say they support you, and then when the rubber hits the meets the road, it's like, oh well, you know, it's like, that's not real friendship. You know, that's you're using me to get what you want out of me, and then you're just leaving me behind. So yeah, that's definitely that's just wrong. Just wrong.
Yeah. And I just think, I don't know, it's just, it sucks. I was gonna say something else about it, but I forgot already. What was I gonna say? But, oh, like, you know, it's one thing to talk about your friends and not mention mutual friends' names so they don't know what's going on, but they can still support you without knowing that person's name. But she would, like, flat out pick people who I knew were great friends to her and who supported her and like say bad things about them, and then I'd take up for them, and I know it pissed her off, but it's like, you know, I was trying to tell her, like, I think you're depressed and you're looking too much into stuff, and these people really do love and care about you. And you know, she just wanted people with high follower accounts to that she looked up to, that she really cared about, and then people who had close to her following or under, she just used to help her numbers get boosted, I guess. So I don't know why I got all into that, but I just, that's just not right.
No, I fully agree. And that's you know, it goes back to, we've talked about a lot on you know, through Instagram, just the whole community. You know, people put too much emphasis on numbers. And I understand if you're trying to, you know, if you have a podcast or if you have a store or if you have a business or you're trying to make something out of something, you know, then I understand why you're trying to get the numbers or you're trying to get people to pay attention or whatever. I get that. I'm doing the same thing. You know, I run my page, you know, as a business page. You know, I keep it all horror because I'm trying to push my podcast as well. So I'm trying to get that out there as well. But if you're doing it strictly for a personal thing, or you're just trying to share your collection, or just trying to, you know, share yourself, there's not a big deal. You know, you're gonna get the followers you get, and that's the way it's gonna be. You know, so, you know, don't act like the, you know, just because you have a friend that has a lot of followers or you have a friend that didn't have a lot of followers, they mean the same. So don't act like that the person without a lot of followers is not that important, because they are important, you know? So yeah, that's shitty. You know, I'm sorry to deal with that, but you know, that's people, and that's the way people are going to act sometimes. But
yeah, I feel like we all have to deal with that. It's just learning how to react to it and respond to it in the appropriate way, so that you're not behaving in the manner that they are. And it's about learning and growing. So yeah.
Exactly.
Well, do you want me to read your birth date? Tell you what it says about you. I kind of have fun doing this.
Yeah. What I need to give
you. When's your birthday again? The day.
It is. It's May 15th.
Just the day. May 15th. Okay, May 15th. And don't worry, you don't need the year, which I feel like makes it a little less inaccurate. But is any of it really accurate? Wait, you said May 15th?
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting there. Okie doke. So it says your gifts, you value investments, you're practical and insistent. Your challenges can be, you may at times be rigid, excessive, and contrary. Your lucky number's 2. Hmm. It says, those who insist I show my love in a certain way don't know how to receive it. That sounds fitting. Mm-hmm. And then it says about you. For you, the path to joy can be a confusing one. That may seem a strange statement, because you have a talent for making life seem easy. Even when you're facing challenges alone, somehow you manage to help guide others past the obstacles they're facing. Often people tell you how much they envy you. It's true, you're accomplished at this. Actually, it isn't until you notice how much others struggle with certain practicalities that you realize what a knack you have for dealing with even very tricky situations. Of course, some would say that being charitable with others is important. However, you do so much. In this particular case, it is about you and you alone, and recognizing what brings you joy. That may be the challenge, because you focused on so much on others, you're not really sure what you personally want to do or what will bring that special kind of joy. The solution: waste no time on discussion and experiment. Where to begin? Think small. Maybe it's about studying something that interests you. Maybe it's about taking a walk, thinking about how or what you eat, or even taking time alone or with a certain individual. Whatever the case, this part of your journey is one of discovery, and what you have learned about yourself during the process will benefit you now and the rest of your life. Then it says, you and others. Often when you speak, it is about a hope. You say, if only I could, followed by ideas about helping a particular person or rethinking certain past arrangements. Some are possible, most are not. Your path has reached a fork. You can continue focusing on impossible situations or forget them and employ your mind, energy, and effort in a future, those where you can make a difference. Then it says health and well-being. There's a tendency to feel that if you take care of yourself adequately, then you should be fine and happy. But in your particular case, life is about discovering ways of thinking and activities that lift your spirits. Focus on these and on making them a part of your life every day for a week or a month, and note how much things change, goals and challenges. It's easy to turn big challenges into big ongoing projects, but with these, a sense of achievement is in the distant future. Try adding everyday tasks, some easy, others challenging. They're like taking daily vitamins. They enrich your well-being day by day. Do both. That is a skill and challenge. Then it says this day for everyone. Having struggled to get the attention of one particular individual about certain concerns and complaints, you are exasperated. You are both annoyed and concerned about the situation in question. Soon you will have a chance to confront them, but you must act on it and fast. And it says that you're a Taurus, and I love Tauruses, so that's awesome. Do you feel like that was accurate, inaccurate?
I feel like that was about 99% accurate. Like, spot fucking on. Like,
pretty cool.
I think, like, the, you know, the solutions part, I think I've started to do a few of those things already. So it's, you know, it, the issues I face seem to be getting better in some aspect. And sometimes you, like, you know, we've talked, you have to let things go. It's funny because I was doing something today. Oh, I know what I was doing. My brush broke. And like it came out, like it was like a handle, and like the top came out, and I tried to shove it back in. And when I did, I heard something break, but like it stuck, so it like fixed itself. Oh, no. And I'm like, huh, like sometimes you have to break things to fix them. So I'm like, that's a pretty good life lesson. Like, you know, if you think about that, you know, sometimes things are going along with, you know, a friendship or, you know, a project or, you know, just work in general or with a marriage or whatever you have going on. Sometimes you have to, it's not going the way you want it to, you have to actually break it in order to fix it, which is really strange to think like that. But, you know, it makes sense. I've seen doing that today. I was like, that makes a lot of sense in my life, though, again, because the things are not going right. Sometimes you have to kind of deconstruct them in order to make them back the way you want them to make them. So
I love that insight. That's definitely true. Sometimes things need to be broken before you can fix them. That's right.
Yep. Well, thank you for that. That was very insightful, so I appreciate that big time.
You're welcome. I know it's a little odd, but
no, it's cool. I love that really stuff. Cool. So,
well, is there anything else that you would like to talk about before we close?
I think that's everything. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you. Like I told you, this is the first time we were talking voice to voice before. We always do, you know, voice messages over Instagram, you know, direct messaging and stuff like that, or just, you know, texting or whatever. But this is the first time we've ever talked voice to voice, and it's been really cool. And I just really appreciate you as a person. I see the struggles you go through, and it breaks my heart at the same point. I see how you come out of them, and you come out of them even stronger, and it makes me want to be a better person every day. And I just really appreciate you as a person, as a podcaster, as an Instagrammer, as a, you know, a mother, as a woman. You know, it's just really cool to see you do your thing in all aspects of life, and I really do appreciate you taking the time just to, you know, allow me to get my stuff out and, you know, just converse about things. And, you know, we definitely have to do this again sometime. So thank you so much for doing this with me.
You're welcome. Anytime you want to come on, let me know and I'll schedule it. It's definitely been fun talking with you off of Instagram. And I think you're inspiring, and I love seeing what you always come up with. It's always really creative. I love the, what was it, the Freddy Grinch or something like that? That was dope. But everyone, encourage you to check out Old Man Ghost Face on Instagram. Check out his podcast. It's a horror podcast. It's not a podcast, but it's called Six Shots In. but they do videos on Instagram, and they get sloshed and talk movies, and it's hilarious. So, or y'all talk movies. So, and everyone go buy from his store, his merch. He's got the cool custom VHS stacks and so much more. So, yeah.
Perfect. That was great. Thank you very much for that plug. Definitely.
And thank you. And I forgot to say thank you for making the time to come on here, because you could have easily said no and I would have understood, but it means the world to me that you agreed to it. I really appreciate you.
Well, like I said,
respect that.
You're one of my favorite people on the planet, so I'm never going to tell you no for anything. So yeah, just know that I'm always here for you, you know, just to help you out with anything. So yeah, so just if you ever need anything, seriously, hit me up. You know, I try to be, like I said, the first thing, I try to be the best person I can be every day. And you know, especially with the people that I'm closest to. And it's funny because, don't mean to keep going on this, but like people say that, you know, Instagram is not life. You know, you got to make the real world's different. Sometimes, you know, there is a little world on Instagram, you know, and I've made my best friends I've ever made through Instagram. And, you know, it's important to me. And, you know, and you definitely have been one of the people I've met that I was really, really, you know, excited to be friends with. And, you know, I really feel blessed to be, you know, your friend, or to call your friend. So.
And same to you. Like, I'm very grateful to have you in my life. You've been nothing but a wonderful friend. And like I said, I just respect the hell out of you. And I'm just thankful to know you.
Right back at you.
Thank you. Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
I hope you do as well.
All right. Well, it was good talking to you, and I'll be hitting you up on Instagram soon.
Sounds good. All right, Heather. Take care, okay?
You too. Later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Bye.